Terry is a teacher by trade, or was a teacher in the education area, and we lived at Maramarua, which is down towards Thames, and were there for 7 years, and our children were all born there. And then he got a job as the, well, they called it an education advisor in the prison. So he was actually a teacher in the prison here. And we lived in the prison village. And so the boys were all at school, which was just across the road. And one day the principal, who was the founding principal of Haremaremo School, Pen Mackay, came across and knocked on my door and said, do you want a job? And I went, doing what? And he said, how the bloody hell would I know? So I went across to the school and I'd do things like typing up things for him and then running them off on the Bander machine, which was a horrible black Gestetner, yes. Horrible black inky thing, which yeah. Put ink everywhere and you had to squeeze this ink. It was horrible. So I'd go over a couple of days a week for an hour or two or something and do that for him. So this was in 74 when our youngest went to school. And then Penn left at the end of 74 and became the DEP at North Cross Intermediate. So we got a new principal who formalised my job and made it definite hours and things like that. And I knew what my job was, Tony Burgess. Yeah. So there I stayed because it was one of those jobs that was perfect. If you had children, you know, you got the school holidays and we were only across the road. So I stayed till 2017. It was a lovely little school.
Held the place together.
It did. The school was the focus.
It was the centre of the school.
It was the centre of the community, was the school. Yeah. And as it grew, my hours became longer, so I was there sort of every day, almost all day. And different principals came, so I saw about 8 principals. So it grew to a school of 6 teachers and about 130-odd children. But that's in the day when, you know, there were a lot of prison officers still living in the village, and then when they sort of started to move out, it dropped a bit, so we were down to about 4 teachers. But it was always the very hub of the community. That's where mothers met and talked about things, and we had great PTAs, as they were then. You know, we took the whole school to Wellington right at the beginning when we only had the 67 children, which is something I'll never forget. We piled them, got into buses from the school into the railway station in the city, got them all on a train, and we went all the way to Wellington and through to Papa, and it was amazing. Didn't lose any children. No. And we'd bought them a t-shirt and a special jacket that they were to wear, and we adults all had a jacket as well, so we all knew where everyone was. Well, a funny story is one of the teachers that was there at the time had a little girl who, she had 2 older boys and a little girl who was about, Maddie must have been about 4. Donna's parents lived in Te Puke, and so her parents were meeting the train, forget where, somewhere down that way, and we were going to drop Maddie off with her grandparents. So Donna and I had been talking about throwing Maddie off the train. So when the train stopped, and I've got the buggy under one arm, and Donna's got Maddie turned around and said, "Don't throw me off the train, Mummy!" Poor little Sprat.